Hey, I'm Ellie Theodorbites, and you're listening to Ellie Theodorbites Podcast and the world premiere of Lightning Horse Productions presents Danny Boy at the Other Space Theater in West Hollywood, September 19th through October 19th, 2025. This dark, introspective, dramatic piece penned by playwright Michael J. Harney follows a down-on-his-luck Irish-American drug addict street clown with a good-hearted named Danny, played by Kevin Kelly, who after setbacks in life and a bad relationship struggles to crawl out of an agonizing depression until he meets Christine, played by Marie Broderick, a blind woman prostitute who has also had a hard life, and together they try to help each other cope and find happiness. This piece has two acts and a 15-minute intermission. The piece captures existential dread quite well, and for two good reasons. The writing, the playwright wasn't afraid to let Kevin Kelly just really break down on that stage, and for all intents and purposes, this play is like watching multiple breakdowns for much of the story, and Kelly has the emotion, focus, and the intensity to keep it up. This was great acting. Great acting from Robert Kerbeck, who plays Danny's jerk of a brother. That's fair to say, Francis, one of the better written characters and performances that made me think, this character needs more stage time. But at the same time, the play was called Danny Boy, not Francis. Wow. Corny lines that just sounded right coming out of that character. The performance was funny, frustrating, and dutifully done. Another case of a supporting character just giving an incredible performance. Look no further than Marie Broderick from her anger-filled rants and the ability to maintain that sense of blindness in every moment. The fight choreography, not so sold on it, but good effort for sure. The projection imagery from Fritz Davis brings a lot to this rather stagnant set. Images of people and the city are displayed, and the gorgeous imagery of the solar system and how everything is connected, man. What was quite interesting was the detail of the apartment, the stained refrigerator, and the cabinets. The space really did look lived in. There's a lovely movable window used in two of the sequences that has a depth in it that really stood out to me. A show that would be better if it was slightly shorter. Quite riveting. I give Danny Boy at the Other Space an 8.2 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.